Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day Hacks, where we are talking about tips and tricks for your personal quiet time with the Lord. And this month, I have a good friend of mine, Miss Kathy McLarty, that is here with us today. Welcome, Miss Kathy, to the podcast studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
You and your husband were one of the first people that Christy and I met when we moved to Hope, Arkansas, many, many years ago, and you have been such a blessing to our life. You painted a big mural in our firstborn's room, and it's been there ever since. It was really special. But so here's what I want to talk with you about today, that you come from a religious background that did not encourage Bible reading, any type of real personal relationship to the Lord. And then you became a believer, and then you've kind of discovered, he's for me. He's for me. And really started digging into this walk with the Lord day by day. And so could you talk to us for just a minute about maybe what was one of the biggest obstacles that you had to overcome in coming from that background to understanding that the Lord was really interested in you and wanted this personal relationship?
And he wanted it on a daily basis. I think that was something that was important for me to figure out. But you're right. I came from a denomination that did not encourage Bible reading at all. They did not encourage your discipleship with Jesus. It was more a relationship with the church. Mm-hmm. That was the focus, was the church. And so as a result, I did not develop a personal relationship with Jesus until quite a bit later. As far as my quiet time coming around, since I did not grow up reading the Bible at all, my mom gave me the Bible that she and my dad had received as a wedding gift when Pat and I moved to Hope back in the 70s. And first thing I did when we got home, I started reading it. And I was just, it was love. It was, you know, it sounds kind of corny, but it was just love at first sight. Mm. And I couldn't wait to get up the next morning to see what happens next.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those episodes, one of those adventures. I didn't know that happened in there.
I didn't
know that. So it became a morning ritual, but it didn't become a quiet time until later. Did you know, you knew Miss Mary Dell Tippett?
Yes.
Quiet time.
Yeah.
Proclaimer. She was such an advocate for spending quiet time. Well, that's when my Bible reading time became my quiet time.
Yeah.
Was after getting to know her.
Yeah. So maybe just hearing your story, one of the mindsets that we need to take into our consistent time with the Lord, personal time with the Lord. And we say this all the time, is that it's not a box to check, but this is a relationship. And so one of the things that our discipler Bruce has told us many times is the main goal is to meet with Jesus.
Right.
The main goal is to meet with Jesus. And so maybe for you guys out there that maybe you've been doing a quiet time for years, and maybe we've just kind of lost this, is the main goal is not to read three chapters. Right? It's not just to cover a certain amount of ground. The main goal is to meet with Jesus. And so going into that, that's what we're going for. Till next time on Day by Day Hacks.